KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Mike Moore, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. Former President Trump says he's not legally allowed to announce that he's running in 2024. Trump told Fox News Thursday that his current legal battles are an effort to prevent him from another run at the White House. His comments come after he spoke about African-American New York Attorney General Letitia James's $250 million lawsuit against him for allegedly inflating his net worth. California officials want to ban diesel trucks to cut pollution and end what they say is a legacy of racism. The California Air Resources Board wants to ban the sale of all diesel semi-trucks by 2040 to fight climate change and end decades of racist practices. According to the agency, Black and Latino populations experience significantly greater air pollution impacts than white populations. And that's the latest. I'm Mike Moore from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
Hey, California, we're all going places. Some choose to walk, some choose to drive. Just remember, we're all in this together. Share the road, share the responsibility. Go safely, California. From the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Let the dogs out!
Football is back. You've got questions, we've got answers. Will the Rams repeat as Super Bowl champions? Will Justin Herbert lead the Chargers to the playoffs? And most importantly, who should you bet on Sunday afternoon to make some money? Find out all that and more. Out of Bounds with Martin and Bobby, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family, the urban family? Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning, KBLA Talk 1580 family. This is Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor, and you're listening to Urban Family Focus. We're that show that talks about those subjects that don't get talked about enough within urban households. Things like addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, and grief. If it affects the urban family, we bring attention to it. But most importantly, we provide resources, answers, and to your questions about it. Our goal is to make sure all of you who get up early with Urban Family Focus on a Saturday morning catch that worm, wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation to live your best life. Speaking of living your best life, the word from Sister Nawili this week, she tells us if an egg is broken from the inside, life ends. But if an egg is broken, no, if an egg is broken from the outside, life ends. But if an egg is broken from the inside, life begins. What she telling us is that great things happen from within. So tell all your friends to download that KBLA 1580 app so they can listen to us anytime, anywhere. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Urban Family Focus, Twitter at Urban Fam Focus, and you can check us out at urbanfamilyfocus.com. And hear from some of the guests that we've had in the past. We've got a lot to talk about on KBLA Talk 1580, and our topic this morning is the next centennial. You know, all year long we've been talking about the centennial of the Los Angeles Urban League, and earlier this year, Jamaica Marshall was with us, and she was just getting started as director of programs for the Los Angeles Urban League, and now she's back. Ms. Marshall is responsible for implementing, administering, and evaluating the Urban League's community service and products. She has worked her entire career towards economic equality, social justice for Black and brown communities across these United States. She's much from the community. She's from South Los Angeles. She's a sister from the neighborhood. But she also has a BA from Stanford University and a master's degree in public policy and history from the George Washington University. Jamaica, welcome back to Urban Family Focus.
It's great to be back, Reverend Gerald. Thanks for having me.
You know, like I said, we've been talking about the Urban League Centennial for a while now. And guess what? We've entered into that next centennial.
Yes, it's so exciting.
We got another 100 years to do some great work here in the Urban League. And so we've talked about the history, and everybody knows the great work and, you know, the impact that John Mack had. And, you know, we got a new sheriff in town, Michael Lawson,
yes.
And he and Brian Williams are doing great work, you know, taking the Urban League back to the prominence that we're used to and accustomed to and should have. And then there's folks like you who's working from the inside, making sure these programs happen,
mm-hmm.
you know. And also, he don't want to say nothing, but we also have in studio with us this morning Ron Carter, who is in charge of all the public relations for the Urban League. And Ron and I go back too many years to talk about. We don't want everybody to know that we're super seniors.
Super.
But, you know, now that you're back with us, you know, we know the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Michael's made it plain.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to bring back Black Wall Street right here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a lofty goal, but it's something that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to tell us what you've been doing and what you're going to continue to be doing to make that happen.
Thanks. Like I said, thanks for having me back. I'm so happy to be here. And I've been looking. I knew I was coming back, so I did my homework. And mm-hmm. I wanted to come back and do a little progress report on kind of where we are and what we've been up to. And the last time I was here, I talked about the Urban League's really ambitious goal to increase Black wealth in Los Angeles by $1 billion over the next 9 years. It was 10 years. So mm-hmm. it was now 9 years. All we got right. 9 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we're making great progress towards that goal. And it's a goal that is really about all hands on deck. The issues that Black Los Angelinos face go deeper than just finances. Mm-hmm. And we know that. And so it's all about the social, the cultural, To move the demographic needle, we have to have everything working in our favor to help support this. And so that's what the Urban League is doing. Over the past year, we've helped about we've trained a lot of folks. We've helped place a lot of folks in jobs. But we've placed folks in jobs. And I did the average. Mm-hmm. We've increased Black earnings over the past year by $750,000. And so we're moving folks from, you know, TANF public benefits mm-hmm. to jobs that are paying, $55,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's absolutely amazing. That's life changing for our participants and the folks who are going through the training. And it's very, you know, makes me very proud to say, you know, we're actually doing something to help people's pocketbooks. Over the past couple of years, the Urban League has distributed about $500,000 in resources to Black businesses, Black owned businesses, small businesses and medium-sized businesses in Los Angeles. That's a huge transfer of financial wealth. And so we're really proud of that. In addition to those two markers, we are now increasing and embarking our programming, embarking on a new program around Black financial empowerment. Mm-hmm. And Reverend General, I'm really excited about this program because this cuts to the nitty gritty. So if you come in and you're looking for loans or resources for your small business, if you come in looking for skills to help build your workforce development and your ability to get a higher paying job, all that's great, but we're going to come in and we're going to say, hey, how's your finances?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know how to work your credit? Do you know how to work these banks? Do you know how to save, mm-hmm. you know, for your future? Trust, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Reverend Gerald talks about this all the time. You mm-hmm. know, when mom and papa go on home to glory,
mm-hmm.
you know, how the brothers and sisters going to separate the house and the right. earrings and all of this other stuff? We need trust. We need wills. And so that level of financial empowerment, it's been a long time coming. But in addition to opening it up and offering it to the community, the mm-hmm. entire Los Angeles County, we're going to focus on our program participants and making sure that on top of the training and the resources,
right.
you get that financial education as well.
Right. Well, one of the things that the Urban League has always done, jobs has always been their moniker. You know, I know when I was a young man, you know, there are many people that I know that got very high level, high paying positions at major corporations. And again, affirmative action was big back then, and the Urban League took a role in that. But, you know, that's what put us up front and put us in a position to make change in from the inside out in a lot of positions. And today we're still doing those things. You mentioned being, you know, financially ready and knowing what to do with your money and making sure that money gets passed down. That's why, you know, I partnered with the Urban League, my nonprofit, Parkside EDC, to do BWARP, which stands for Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program. Mm-hmm. And we've had some great speakers over the last couple of years that have been telling people the story in many different ways, in any way you can imagine, of how, what you can do to not just attain and sustain wealth, but make sure it gets passed down. Because one of the things you talk about, Black Wall Street, it can't happen if this wealth gap continues to exist. And right now, you know, you got a wealth gap in the hundreds of thousands on one side and a few hundred on the other side. And I don't have to tell you who that other side is.
Right.
And there's a statistic out there that really makes the work of the Urban League important. And that is, if things keep going like they're going, by, I think they said 2053, the net worth of African Americans will be zero.
Yeah.
Meaning we will owe just as much as we make.
Yep.
And that's the trend. And it's been set in motion for centuries. It didn't just happen overnight. But without entities like the Urban League and the Brotherhood Crusade and all these people out here that are trying to do their best for us, we need to take advantage of it. But in order to do that, we got to know more about it. And that's why you're here today.
Absolutely.
Is to make sure that our listeners know the benefits that are available to them through the Urban League and through many other organizations here in Los Angeles.
Absolutely. I've been working in nonprofits my entire career, and I've worked at probably every different type of nonprofit that you can think of, or service organization, policy organization that you can think of over my career. And it's funny that you say that's the trend, right? Because of all of these programs, of all these nonprofits, of all these folks that are doing work, you could think of them in LA. Why is the trend going that way?
Yeah.
Right. And so that's what sets the Urban League apart. We're different. We're focused on that number.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we're going to continue our conversation talking about the next centennial. You know, what's up next for the Los Angeles Urban League and our community with Jamaica Marshall, who's VP and Director of Programs here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios has you covered. We're a professional podcast and voiceover studio located in Leimert Park. We specialize in recording and live streaming audio and video podcasts. Let us help you set up, record, and distribute your podcast. Hosting a podcast is a great way to bring awareness to your business, product, or good cause. For more info, visit morrismediastudios.com or give us a call at 323-815-4204.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BAW Business Ready, and BWARP. The Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talent, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even getting a dental checkup.
Mr. Carter, wouldn't you prefer the chair?
I'm fine on my bike, Doc.
Well, let me know if you feel any discomfort.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
All done, Mr. Carter. Remember to brush, floss, and lubricate your drive chain regularly.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith. Gerald Smith. A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
I've been feeling it since 1966.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And this morning, we're talking about the next centennial. We're talking about what's next for the Los Angeles Urban League. And we have in the studio with us this morning, Ms. Jamika Marshall, who is VP of Programs for the Urban League. And somewhere in the background is Brother Ryan Carter, who's with us this morning. Who does all the PR for the Urban League, is one of the more renowned public relations people in the city of Los Angeles. Ryan and I go back to our good friend, Ms. Pat Tobin, who was the queen of PR here in L.A. But, Jamika, we want to talk about the programs that the Urban League is doing.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the Urban League has always done, we talked about being involved in jobs. And since 1921, they developed programs that have helped hundreds, of, if not thousands, of black and brown people here in this community. And one of the things that I notice a lot, if you know, we're on Crenshaw, and if you drive up and down Crenshaw, it's building after building, office building, apartment building. You got all this construction going on. If you go anywhere in Los Angeles, there's a high rise going up. Don't go to Culver City. Don't go to the West Side. Everywhere you look. And as much as I hear about the, you know, you got to have 30% minorities on the job, otherwise you can't get the contract. I've been hearing that for years. Mm-hmm. Just speaking for Reverend Gerald now. When I drive up and down these streets, it's hard for me to find a brother in one of these
black
construction
people, right?
It's hard. And if I do see one, he's holding up a sign for traffic, which means he's at the bottom of the pay scale
that
job.
Right.
So what are we doing? What can we do? And I know a lot of it is not the Urban League's fault. You know, we didn't take these things, these skills out of the school system. You know, there's no more wood shop, metal shop, none of that is in the school system. So the brothers don't have any exposure to it. And they may not have a dad like I had who told me, if you learn a trade, son, you'll never be broke.
Right.
What can we do? What are we doing? Not just outside, but inside politically to make sure that these brothers are in this workforce. But most importantly, how do we encourage our young people to take these jobs, get their hands dirty, you know, get some of them, you know, chains off your neck and get down and get dirty and make a living?
I'm glad you asked that, because we're doing a lot. We're laser-like focused on that sort of thing. So like I said, I come from a background where I worked in policy, focused in, you know, Los Angeles and California my entire career. And I was on those committees working with Maxine Waters and different folks to say, hey, if we're redeveloping Jordan Downs, if we're bringing a train to Crenshaw, we got to have local hires. We got to have set-asides for the folks that live here. And we have to have set-asides for black folks. And I worked all those programs and put those policies in place, but I'm the same way, you know, driving through where are they at, you know, where are all the folks that look like us? And I couldn't understand it. And so that's why I'm so happy to be on this side and working at the Los Angeles Urban League, where, yeah, we're still in those policy conversations. Mr. Lawson, our CEO, is definitely at the table, you know, at the mayor's office and all those right people to make sure those things are still happening. But now we're working on the inside. And so we're really looking at those questions that you asked. Let's start at the schools. Why aren't there vocational education programs in the school? Well, I won't get into it, but education reform in the early 90s and early 2000s really moved away from vocational education as a push from progressives because they were kind of supposedly funneling kids out of college and higher paying jobs into manual labor. And so they kind of came out of favor, right? And they were like, distasteful. And so all of these schools that have these huge auto shops and drafting tables and all of these resources just languish. You know, they languish, they sit empty. And so we started working with Locke High School, one of the first, black magnet high schools in Los Angeles, Locke High School, and talking to Green Dot and saying, let's bring back vocational training. It's called career technical education. Mm-hmm. Lots of studies show that folks completing CTE, high schools, students who complete CTE, go on to make as much and in some cases more than the college graduates, definitely after the first 5 and 10 years. And so let's, for the folks who are not interested in college, and there's folks who are, let's have those resources and have those trainings available. That's the first thing. The second thing is through our CCA program, we really work with unions, apprenticeship programs, and contractors to get over all the BS. It's a million excuses why they can't hire brothers and sisters. You get there, you say, well, what's going on? Oh, well, you know, they can't pass the drug test. Or, oh, you know, they don't want these jobs. You know, there's a million excuses. But then we see, I have a list of 170 people who signed up who are interested in this job. All of them can pass a background check. You know, so where's the disconnect? Mm-hmm. And so we have those conversations and we work with them to make sure that our folks are really placed and in those positions. We're not whistling Dixie. We're not saying come here and take 10 weeks of training and then, you know, good luck finding a job. No, we help place you. We help find you the right position. Another piece is a lot of black folks can't afford to live in the city of L.A. anymore. That's just a strong reality. A lot of folks had to move out of the city, sometimes even out of the county, just to be able to afford to live. So we're driving into these jobs a lot of the times. And so for the folks who still live in these areas, black folks who still live in these areas, even then, hey, the job site might not be exactly where I live, right? And so I might live over here near SoFi Stadium, but they're full. But I can work at the Crenshaw, right? So I have to get over there. So we help support folks and make sure, hey, wherever you're living, whatever you're doing, you're able to get to the training, get to the job, be there on time, ready to work. That's for construction. I mean, we do that in a number of ways. Mr. Lawson has, you know, he's been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. He's been focused on these social justice issues for years. And he came to the Urban League and he saw the construction piece. And then he also saw the entertainment piece. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, there's a lot of focus about what's happening in front of the camera.
Right.
But we know in Los Angeles, thinking about middle class wealth and long term job opportunities behind the camera is where it's at. Producing, editing, really owning, you know, some of the rights to these sorts of things, even makeup and hairdressing. These are very lucrative positions when they're in entertainment, right? Carpenter, you know, working here versus working on a set in Hollywood is a different ballgame. So where are the black folks in that? And, you know, struggling with some of the same kind of challenges as we do in construction, but very much committed to being at those tables and being in those conversations. So when folks finish our backstage careers training, we're able to help place them in positions in these pre-apprenticeship programs and in these unions.
Well, we know that there's been a lot of talk about what's going to happen over on Stocker Street, the Stocker Street project, and I know the Urban League is involved in that conversation as well. And when you talk about construction up and down Crenshaw, you're right. There's construction careers behind the camera. I was fortunate enough to spend many years on the Paramount Studios lot because Viacom owned it, and I worked for Viacom Radio, and our offices were on the Paramount Studios lot. So I saw firsthand most of the people, believe it or not, folks in Hollywood that are making real money are not in front of the camera.
Right.
They're making big money. They got good unions. They got a lot of stuff going on. And we have been kind of shut out of that industry. And Jamaica, you and I were having a conversation, you know, off mic earlier, and how people bring in their brother, their sister, their cousin, their friend, you know, on these good jobs. And sometimes that morphs into what appears to be, you know, racism or segregation or exclusion or nepotism.
Yeah,
or nepotism. But that's a reality in life. you know, if you know something great happening, you're going to tell the people close to you about it.
Yeah.
And give them an opportunity to take advantage of it. The thing is, we, the African-Americans who've gotten in that door, they're the ones that need to start sounding the bell. They're the ones that need to start bringing in and opening up opportunities for others to get in. You mm-hmm. know, my daughter works behind the scenes in Hollywood, and she always wanted to do it. She thought she was going to be a cameraman at one time. And the next thing I know, now she's a producer for one of the reality shows that I don't watch, but a lot of people do. I think it's called Growing Up Hip Hop. Oh, and I have to say, I'm a proud dad. She's doing extremely well. Just got a big promotion recently. And you know, and I said, now you're making more money than me. So you can see
that happens.
Let's kick some of it back. You know, let's just switch this thing around.
Yeah.
But I only say that to say that there are opportunities out there for all of us,
mm-hmm.
and any area that you may have a desire or a passion for, whatever you seek to do in life, you should want to do it. You should like doing it. But I think, getting back to the serious conversation, Jamaica, for me, I think one of the things is there's been a disenchantment in our younger people. You know, they're focusing on what they think the dream is, but that dream is external. It's what they see somebody else doing, not necessarily what's in their heart to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think the school system in general has a mission, and that mission is not to help us. That mission is to keep us where we are and make us fight for every opportunity we get going forward. It's nothing an Urban League can do about LA Unified and the school system. But knowing that's the case, it's more of a reason for us to focus on the Urban League and other organizations that are trying to get us back in this game.
Absolutely. So, and there are things that the Urban League can do. The Urban League has been around for 100 years. When it started in 1921, there was no United Way LA Mission. There were not these places. And then the places that existed, black folks couldn't show up and expect to get equal services and mm-hmm. get actual help. And so people don't understand this, and I'm not trying to toot, you know, my own horn. I'm a product of the Urban League and one of its constituents, like the folks who are listening to my voice. So I'm not trying to claim it all for myself. But the Urban League is really the originator of a lot of the stuff that we see out here. It was one of the founding members of United Way. A lot of the Head Start, a lot of the programs and the conceptualization of how you help folks started from the Urban League, not just Los Angeles Urban League, but National Urban League, and really using data and using statistical data to make policy changes. And the Urban League is still doing that right now in LAUSD. You said, you know, the school system is not set up. It's not set up to help black folks. And even when you have folks who are really diligently working in the system to, you know, white, black, and other who are really working to change things, sometimes they don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
They do not know how and what's going on to actually help and kind of reverse a lot of the challenges that we see our young black boys and black girls face in these schools, systems, and classrooms. And so the Urban League is coming in and say, stop trying to reinvent the wheel and coming up with all these weird, crazy policies and curriculums and stuff online that nobody gonna read, telling black people about themselves, and hire black people that are already in the community, the parents, the community leaders, the coaches that are already doing it. Hire them and pay them well to do that stuff. Stop trying to bring in, you know, some person that's a person of color or something from, you know, from whatever state or whatever to bring. Stop doing that. And so we come in and we tell them, y'all have what you need right here in LA to keep LA residents in your schools, keep the black parents in your schools and not running off to charter schools. The charter schools can do it. You can do it too. And so we're helping the schools say, hey, if y'all can loosen up and partner with these community-based organizations that want to help, you're going to find a lot more success. And so that's what they're doing. They implemented a program called Black Student Achievement, where it is a pathway for black community organizations like Brotherhood Crusade, Bridge Builders, the Urban League to come in and work with these black boys and black girls on their math and reading.
Yeah, the fundamentals have to be there, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic. We get that. But as you said earlier, the reality is, you know, only 50% of black high school graduates even want to go to college, even apply for college. And I'm a big proponent of college. Even if you don't stay, you know, even if you like me, a college dropout, you know, by going to college, I was able to expose myself to different cultures, different opportunities, you know, different thoughts, and that I benefit from today. So we're going to continue this conversation with Jamaica Marshall, Director of Programs at the Los Angeles Urban League, when we come forward here on Urban Family Focus.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
I'm Mike Moore, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The World Health Organization says it's getting harder to identify new COVID variants as testing declines. The organization's COVID technical lead said the virus continues to spread at an incredibly intense level and that they're concerned it's evolving without being detected. She said the World Health Organization is tracking about 200 different subvariants of the fast-spreading Omicron variant that's dominant in the United States. In Bowling Green, Kentucky, the International Festival is back this weekend. The event is a celebration of ethnic and cultural diversity in the city, and it's the 32nd time it's been held. Event organizers are looking forward to a return to normalcy after 2 years of COVID-impacted festivities. And that's the latest. I'm Mike Moore from your 24/7 news source, the Black Information Network, and BINnews.com.
Hey, California, we're all going places. Some choose to walk, some choose to drive. Just remember, we're all in this together. Share the road, share the responsibility. Go safely, California. From the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Let the dogs out!
Football is back. You've got questions, we've got answers. Will the Rams repeat as Super Bowl champions? Will Justin Herbert lead the Chargers to the playoffs? And most importantly, who should you bet on Sunday afternoon to make some money? Find out all that and more. Out of Bounds with Martin and Bobby, Saturday at 7 p.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
In the end zone, it is caught for the win!
If you live, work, pray, or study in Southeast LA, this message is directly for you. Los Angeles experiences some of the widest wealth inequality in the United States. Years of systemic racism and underinvestment have left many LA neighborhoods with higher rates of poverty, unemployment, and environmental hazards. LA Repair by LA Civil Rights is LA's first participatory budget pilot program. LA Repair will distribute roughly $8.5 million directly to 9 LA city neighborhoods called repair zones. How those dollars are spent will be decided entirely by the community. Today through October 23rd, you can log on to repair.lacity.org to share your ideas. That's repair.lacity.org. Through LA Repair participatory budgeting, the communities of Southeast LA, Boyle Heights, Mission Hills, North Hills, and Panorama City will now decide how $3 million in public dollars are spent. Submit your idea now at repair.lacity.org. That's repair.lacity.org. Be the change you want to see in your community.
Hey, where can I get the best barbecue in town?
Yelp says it's where Alabama meets Texas.
Well, where can I get the most tender smoked brisket in town?
Google says it's at My Father's Barbecue.
Well, what about pulled pork, hot links, ribs, chicken, and smoked turkey?
I told you, it's where Alabama meets Texas.
But Alabama doesn't meet Texas.
Yes, it does. Right in the city of Carson at Avalon University, and it's called My Father's Barbecue. They have the best sides.
Man, I'm hungry now. I'm going to My Father's Barbecue. Now, where is it?
Hi, I'm Chef Shalimar Lane, and it's where Alabama meets Texas, right in the city of Carson at Avalon and University. Order by phone at 310-817-4166. That's 310-817-4166. Or visit us at myfathersbbq.com. See you when you get here.
My Father's Barbecue is open Friday, Saturday, and Sundays only.
Saturday, September 24th from noon to 6 p.m., travel black to the future with LA's largest annual technology and entertainment conference, For Us, By Us. Presented by TEC Lamert, Black to the Future Conference takes place in Lamert Park Village. Meet industry executives in music, gaming, film, TV, fashion, and connect with top executives from companies like Disney, Microsoft, Sony, Riot Games, and more. Professionals, entrepreneurs, black creatives, and LA influencers, you do not want to miss this conference. This one's for the culture. For tickets, visit teclamert.org and click on Buy Tickets with radio code KBLA at checkout.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. 800-457-9220. That's 800-457-9220.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach and addiction counselor. And we're having a conversation this morning with Jamaica Marshall, who's VP of Programs for the Los Angeles Urban League. If you'd like to join this conversation, you can give us a call at 800-920-1580. That's 800-920-1580. As a matter of fact, it looks like we have a caller on line one. Line one, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning, and welcome to Urban Family Focus.
Good morning.
Give me your name. It didn't appear on my screen. Just tell me your first name, please.
My first name is Arlise.
Hi, Arlise. Thanks for calling in. Did you have something you wanted to share about the Urban League, or you have a question?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to share a little bit. My name is Arlise again, and I'm a regional coordinator at AFLAC. And I just wanted to say to the Urban League and Ms. Marshall, I'm grateful that for the Urban League and what they continue to do. This year at the career fair, I was able to find some really, really good talent and offer them a career at AFLAC, which is a Fortune 200 company. And I also just really appreciate how the Urban League continues to offer programs and events that allow Black business owners like myself in the community to thrive. So I just wanted to say thank you all.
Well, we really appreciate you calling in. And if you don't mind me asking, how did you get involved with AFLAC?
I just did some research. I was going through cancer and was looking for a new career. And so, I just started researching and figured this would be a good option for me. And it was. And now I'm able to offer careers to minorities and people, all people in the inner city that, you know, want a change and want to be able to make, you know, some good money.
Okay. I got one last question before I let you go, because I know somebody has told me this before, but what's the difference between the product that AFLAC provides and just your typical insurance or healthcare insurance?
That is a very good question. A lot of people don't know this, but AFLAC, we don't pay hospitals or doctors. We pay policyholders cash directly for their have-to expenses if they were to get sick or hurt. And it can really be a game changer. Like myself, I owned a clothing store as a 26-year-old Black woman in the inner city. And at 29, was faced with breast cancer. Mm. Had I known about AFLAC, a supplemental coverage, and just purchased a small policy, I would have been able to receive a monthly income or a monthly benefit. So that's the difference, and that's what sets supplemental apart from, like, your regular life or car insurance, pet insurance, and things of that nature.
Thank you so much, Arlise, for calling in and telling us about your experience with the Urban League, and also shedding a little light on that subject about the guys in the light blue jacket. We appreciate you calling in, and thank you for sharing with Urban Family Focus. So, Jamaica,
yeah,
you know, the career fair, we know that's an annual event, and a lot of people, as she mentioned, you know, are able to get people to work for them and give them jobs and those kinds of things. But
we talked about Aflac, and the next bullet I have here are healthcare careers, mm-hmm. which is something that the Urban League is really focused on. Can you talk a little about the healthcare careers?
Absolutely. Like the career fair and all of the programs, we really partner with employers who are looking to hire. They want to hire. They want to hire diverse applicants. So they come to the Urban League ready to make talent and offer positions. And we just had a great recruitment process for our UCLA medical assistant program. The applications are actually still open for the scholarships. We offer student scholarships to obtain a 12-month certification in medical assistance in phlebotomy from UCLA, and we have a few more. And so we're going to keep the applications open through August, so check out LAUL.org and log on and check out the medical assistance application. Related to health cares, the Urban League is participating in a Black Health Summit on October 1st. We're really excited about it. It's a big Hollywood production. It's going to be downtown 555 Temple on October 1st. Information is on the website, but again, going to be a lot of information they're going to share at the health fair about health resources and things like that. But the Urban League will also be there talking about our healthcare careers.
Okay.
And we have a few more programs. Can I talk about
them? Sure. We're going to talk about as many as we can get in.
Upcoming in terms of jobs. So, mm-hmm. folks, if you're listening to this and you're looking for work, I need you to log on to LAUrbanLeague.org. We got a lot of programs that are happening, and we're really helping place folks. So if you're interested in this, do your research, log on to the info session, and get ready to be hired, because this is what's happening at these sessions. So on September 29th at 4 p.m., we have a recruitment for Citibank. They're looking for tellers, customer service rep, and bankers. And so whatever kind of your interest is, come to the info session 4 p.m. September 29th. We're going to get you hired. We just had a UPS session. 8 folks were hired. We're having 2 more in October. So check out the website again for UPS. Register for those info sessions. We have folks, hirers, you know, in HR from UPS on these info sessions looking for talent. On October 3rd, we're going to have a resume building session. This is really, really exciting for me because we have a guy from Apple One. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, this guy is, you know, I went to Stanford. I have 2 master's degrees. This guy helped me a lot in terms of trying to sell myself what we need to. October 3rd at 3 p.m., resume building, get some great skills. And then finally on October 15th, we're going to be at the Taste of Soul like the rest of y'all, getting some good food. So we're going to be there. We're going to talk about the healthcare careers, CCA. We're going to have all of the information about our education program. Project Ready, and going to be there at the ground. So please stop by our booth and come get some free tchotchkes and little fun stuff. Okay. And come see us.
Yeah, we're all awaiting the return.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
that fair we have on Crenshaw Boulevard, which is a Taste of Soul, which when it first started, you know, I was back still in radio, you know, and all the radio stations, you know, tried to get involved, and it's grown, and it, you know, COVID put us down for a minute, but I'm glad to see it come back, and it's something that where the community can come together. Ron, you got something to say about Taste Soul?
Yeah, last Thursday, Ambassador Lawson and myself was at the we were at the Los Angeles Sentinel office, and we spoke with Mr. Danny Bakewell Sr.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, the Taste of Soul is going to be really great because he said that CBS will be broadcasting the whole Taste of Soul. They'll be live streaming it. So
okay.
Even if you can't come out on Crenshaw Boulevard, mm-hmm. just go to their website and you'll be able to see everything that's going on. It's the first time they're doing it. And he was excited about it because he was telling us about it.
Okay. All right. So if you want to be on TV, show up at the Taste of Soul because, you know, your people now don't show up wrong now because you're going to be on camera. Somebody going to see you. You know?
Video is forever.
Video is forever. That's right. But the Taste of Soul is a great program. And like I said, I remember when it got started. There's a young brother here in town who his name is Ron Turner, who was mm-hmm. very instrumental. He's a general manager at another radio station, but mm-hmm. he's very instrumental in the Taste of Soul. And I know, you know, we see the pictures of who's running it now, but if it wasn't for Ron Turner, that idea would not exist. I just want everybody to know that.
Mm-hmm. And let me just put a plug in for Ron. That's my fraternity brother, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity.
Okay, all right.
And we work with Ron a lot. Yeah. at KJLH. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, well, the Urban League work.
Can't use them call letters on this radio station, but, you know, he's our brother.
Yes, he is our brother.
If y'all list, y'all follow influencers on your TikTok or your Instagram, and you don't see your LA influencer at Taste of Soul, they not really part of the culture. Yeah. They not really part of the culture. They got to be at Taste of Soul. Yeah.
We'll all be there and have a good time and enjoy some food and share our resources, which is the most important thing we do in our community, be it Taste of Soul, Martin Luther King Parade, whatever it is. Yeah. It's an opportunity for us not just to come together and enjoy ourselves, but an opportunity for us as a community to share our resources, get the information out there, what's going on, not just at the Urban League, but at Brother Crusade, all the various organizations. Yep. Right. And somehow, some way, we have to connect ourselves with one another and start sharing the information. And some of you parents who are listening to me, there are jobs available. They may not be, you know, you got to do what you can do until you can do
what you want to do.
And it may not be the dream that your 35, 40-year-old son who's laying on the couch playing video games want. But unless you institute what I call some tough love and get him off that couch, those jobs are not going to be available to him.
And send him to the Urban League. send him to the Urban League. Encourage him to come to the Urban League, because I really am about helping people find jobs they love. Folks come in all the time and say, oh, I heard about Construction Career Academy, you know, on KBLA. I heard about it. I want to join. Okay, what's your background? You know, I'm in computers. Well, what you want to work? Well, I need a job right now. Okay, well, let me help you get into computers if that's what you're good at. You like video games? You like computers? It's work out there that pays well for that as well. You know, let me get you some certified in something else. So I really am about helping folks find careers that they love, they're excited about getting up in the morning about. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, speaking of that, Jamaica, when I was in the industry working, you know, one of the, I won't call it a trick, but one of the questions I would throw at people who came in to interview who thought being in media sales was what they wanted to do because it looked good from the outside, you know, fancy cars, people dress nice. I would say to them, hey, you know, I'd ask them a question, and I'm going to tell you what that question is when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy wife, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Ever wonder how much money social media models and content creators make? Well, I'm here to tell you. Maisha Cairo here with your K-Black Minute News. While the following varies for all content creators, it is reported that TikToker KB Lame, a 22-year-old of Dakar, Senegal, reportedly earns around $750,000 per post. Additionally, he also brings in nearly $500,000 for brand collaborations. His partnership with luxury fashion house Hugo Boss, who he teamed up with to produce a limited edition capsule collection, earned him $50,000. Whew, maybe I'll quit my day job. Just kidding. I'm Maisha Cairo, and that was your K-Black Minute News.
Listen up, everyone, and don't be a victim.
If you're paying over $14 a month for auto insurance, you're paying too much and probably paying for coverage you don't even need. Call Just Auto Insurance. They will find all the discounts you qualify for. They can get you free SR22 and registration services so you don't have to stand in line for hours. Start now. Pay less on auto insurance and save with plans as low as $14 a month and add a second driver or car for $5. And those who call right now will get roadside assistance for free.
But Robin, what if someone doesn't have a license or has some points on their record?
No problem. Just Auto will get you coverage at the lowest rate. Why? Because they give the most discounts. Don't pay more than you have to. Get insurance starting at $14 and add a second car or driver for $5. And get free roadside assistance when calling 1-800-400-3189. That is 1-800-400-3189.
Free roadside assistance for those who call now. 1-800-400-3189. 1-800-400-3189. 800-400-3189. Restrictions apply. Basic liability.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even getting a dental checkup.
Mr. Carter, wouldn't you prefer the chair?
I'm fine on my bike, Doc.
Well, let me know if you feel any discomfort.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
All done, Mr. Carter. Remember to brush, floss, and lubricate your drive chain regularly.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
I want to talk about the ballot or the bullet.
Curiosity is more important than intelligence, but we've got both. Now celebrating 1 year being your trusted truth teller. You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
Gosh, you're right.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. We're here with talking with Jamaica about the opportunities that are available at the Los Angeles Urban League. And Ms. Marshall, you mentioned something going on at UCLA that you were extending the time. But before you get back to that, I promised you I was going to finish that question. You want to hear that question? Well, let me do this as quick as I can. What I would ask applicants is I would say, do you have a great imagination? And they would always say yes, because they're trying to get a job, yeah, right? And I would say, I want you to imagine I'm your fairy godfather, and I have the ability to make you whatever it is you choose to be. And you could choose anything you want. You pick it, bam, you're it. But once you make that choice, you got to do that 8 hours a day, 7 days a week for the rest of your life. And if you change your mind, that money that I'm paying you, and I told him I was going to give him $100,000 a week, not a day, a week. That money that I've been paying you, if you change your mind, you're going to owe that money back. And I'm going to go from being your fairy godfather to the godfather. And you know how he collects his money. Think about that when you come back and see me. Tell me what you want to be.
There you go. That's great. That is awesome. You get some real answers.
Right. Okay, we got a couple of minutes. Let's finish up about those programs you were talking about.
So, UCLA Medical Assistant, we're extending the application through October of this year. So go online, laurbanleague.org, laul.org, and check it out. The city recruitment for bankers, tellers, customer service reps, that's September 29th at 4 p.m. It's an info session. Please, again, go online, laul.org, workforce development, and there's a city tab. You can sign up. And then the Black Health Fair, October 1st. That's an all-day fair at 555 Temple. Please go check it out. Lots of celebrities, lots of fun times there. Go check that out if you're downtown. The Urban League also has an education program. It's called Project Ready. We help students in middle school and college prepare for college and career. Really start thinking about what do you want to be when you grow up, but you know, what are all the other options? So how can you get there? College, training, what do you need? Entrepreneurship center. And so we make sure that those Project Ready kids get the full kind of perspective of what being an adult means and getting them ready for it. So we also offer college scholarships. So parents interested, please go on laul.org and register for Project Ready.
You know, that's something, as you mentioned earlier on in our conversation, that the Urban League has always been on the forefront of, and that's reaching back, you know, to building infrastructure for our children. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was growing up, you know, there was that program, is that nursery school program. You mentioned it earlier.
Head Start.
That was big in the community. Mm-hmm. Everybody had a Head Start program, and the Urban League was at the forefront of that. Mm-hmm. And now we have Project Ready. And I know you do something with the National College Resource.
Absolutely.
Center, Teresa Price.
Our Black College Expo, mm-hmm, happening in February. Mm-hmm. And again, our Black High School graduation every May and June. And we had 13 scholarships last year. We're going to increase it this year. I don't know by how much. I'm raising the money as we speak. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help, you know, Black students get over that final hump, and really offering parents who haven't had experience enrolling their kid, right, to college, what to expect. Talk to us now. This is the time for your student, mm-hmm, your senior should be applying to college, community college, the next steps, internships. Talk to us now. We can help you.
And actually, the other thing I have to mention is that the Urban League does have a partnership, I should say, with Parkside EDC, yes, which is a nonprofit right here in Leimert Park. And that's who does the B-Warp with the Urban League. But we also give away scholarships. And for the last 20 plus years, we've been giving away
approximately $25,000 per year.
Excellent.
To young people from this community, Crenshaw, Dorsey, and the local schools in this community. So you can go to parksideedc.org and apply for those scholarships, and that application process will kick off in January.
I'm going to send some your way.
Send as many as you want.
Okay.
We do have the cash to help our young people, and that's something we've been doing for a long time. So Jamaica, you know, we've touched on, we can't touch on everything that Urban League does, but we've touched on a lot, and we're going to say goodbye and wrap things up when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Thinking about hosting a podcast and don't know where to start? Morris Media Studios has you covered. We're a professional podcast and voiceover studio located in Leimert Park. We specialize in recording and live streaming audio and video podcasts. Let us help you set up, record, and distribute your podcast. Hosting a podcast is a great way to bring awareness to your business, product, or good cause. For more info, visit morrismediastudios.com or give us a call at 323-815-4204.
The Los Angeles Urban League helps African American and others in underserved communities achieve true social parity, economic self-reliance, and civil rights. For over 100 years, Los Angeles Urban League has ensured our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. Programs like BizCamp, Construction Career Academy, BA Business Ready, and BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program are examples of the ongoing events designed to make our centennial mission to rebuild Black Wall Street right here in LA a reality. To sign up for our newsletter or to support the Los Angeles Urban League with your time, talents, and donations, visit laul.org. That's laul.org. The Los Angeles Urban League is a proud sponsor of Urban Family Focus Saturdays at 7 a.m. on KBLA Talk 1580.
That looks delicious.
Yeah, it's Taco Bell's Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito. Don't know if you heard, but it has double steak, cheese grilled on top of it, and nacho cheese sauce inside.
Ooh, let me have a bite.
Nah, you're already cheesy enough with all your dad jokes.
And I keep all my jokes in a dad a base.
Leave me alone. I'm hungry.
No, you're Dave. Hungry is a country.
Taco Bell's Double Steak Grilled Cheese Burrito is back. I participate in U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for hours and participation with fair. Double steak claim is compared to the steak case.
Thanks for spending some quality time with us and checking out the new weekend talk shows only on KBLA Talk. KBLA Talk 1580.
Welcome back to Urban Family Focus. I'm Reverend Gerald, life coach, and today we've been having a conversation with Jamaica Marshall, VP of Programs, and we also have Ron Carter in studio with us today. We only have a few minutes left, Jamaica, and we've talked about a lot of things that you've done in the last year since you've been in this position. So the last thing I want you to share is what I know you're proud of everything you do and all the work that Urban League does, but what's your favorite? What are you most proud of that in your first year here at the Los Angeles Urban League?
Oh, that's a great question. So this is going on my third year, so for the Urban League, but I'm most proud of, I think, the work that we can. When I first started working at the Urban League, I've been doing a lot of stuff. And so I was writing, and I was writing these grants, and I was creating the program design my first week. And Mr. Lawson and Brian, who's our VP, COO, came and they told me, say, you know, these are great. These are great grants. This is a great proposal. But, you know, you can say Black, because I had African American, you know, brown. And I was using all these words because I was used to these other organizations, predominantly white organizations, and I had to couch the language. And they said, you can say Black. That's who we serve. We serve Black folk. And so I think that's, I'm proud every day getting up and being unabashedly able to do this work for the people I most care about and the people who helped me get to where I am.
And that is, you know, the Urban League does a lot of work with the Hispanic community. They do a lot of
Absolutely.
Work with the Asian community. And we're all about team building and coming together as one big family.
Absolutely.
But just like this radio station, we're unapologetically
Absolutely.
Progressive and we're unapologetically Black.
That's right.
And the Urban League's first priority is Black folk. And we're glad to have you doing
you.
The great work that you're doing. Ron, thank you for stopping by and sharing with us today. you know, we've covered it all. We've covered job training. We've covered Backstage Careers, Construction Academy, Farmers Insurance, UPS training, SBA Entrepreneur, Business Ready. You know, we've talked about everything, including BWAR, Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program.
And it's all on the website, laul.org.
Laul.org. Again, thank you for tuning in. And wealth of information, Jamaica.
Always a pleasure,
Ron.
Reverend Gerald.
Black Lives Matter, This Is Not a Drill, is next. And I want to thank everybody and see you next Saturday morning on Urban Family Focus here on KVLA Talk 1580.
Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination.